So Thomas, tell me a little bit about how your business has operated with hemp up until this point.
Sure. So 2 years ago, when we became aware of the research program to grow hemp, we started doing that. And we started small. We only grew 150 plants. But what we wanted to do is go through the process of growing the plants, turning it into CBD oil, and then being able to supply that to our community at a low cost. And we accomplished that in 2019, and then we did it again in 2020. So we were used to growing this plant, which is identical to the THC plant. The only difference is genetics.
Your farm grows garlic and cherries as well, so there's an array of things there. When you introduce customers to CBD, what's the response you get? And you know, are you combating a stigma?
It's pretty amazing because people don't understand, or they're not aware that there's 141 different cannabinoids in that plant. And only one of them, the THC, happens to have a psycho effect on the body. It has a psychoactive effect. And even the word hemp instead of cannabis, using that slang term, people don't even realize it's all the same plant. The cannabis plant has different genetics where one has low THC and they classify it as hemp. It's all the same. And it's a very harmless plant that if we can... You know, it was interesting because we have an herbalist that works with our farm, and she had a workshop where she had people go out in the field, and she had the people just start to build a relationship with a plant that's had to grow in closets and has been shunned by human beings, that you can't talk about it. You can't bring it in the public. It's an amazing plant, and it's been part of our society. We, matter of fact, in the early days of this country, every single farmer had to grow an acre of hemp, because it was for national security. We used that in almost everything we did. So it was part of our society. And we could get into the reasons it became illegal. But the bottom line, it's now becoming legal. And this medicine can become available to our society the way it should have been and it was meant to be and has been for years and years.
You teach classes on growing plants. Are you excited to see more people learn about what cannabis can do?
You know, there's so much intrigue from everybody that they're attracted to this plant. And it's really amazing. I mean, I've been growing tomatoes, which are a close cousin, and I've been growing garlic and a lot of different plants. But when I was finally able to grow this, as much as I was tempted my whole life, I never grew it until it was legal because I just knew that was the rule. And when I started to be able to grow it, it was such an amazing experience because, you know, we've had a relationship as a human beings with this plant for generations and for lifetimes. And all of a sudden, I was able, as a gardener, to be able to really get to understand this plant and have a relationship and not have to look over my shoulder or be in a closet to do it. And it was really, it was an amazing experience because plants are really, they're special. And I think we don't even understand a lot of it.